I'm Lila Ree.
And I'm Nick B.
Listen, we're just two single girls from the City of Roses discussing all things love, lust, and perception.
And roses are a symbol of all things beautiful about love.
But as you know, love can get a little dirty. So we're here to talk about it.
Dirty Roses Podcast starts now.
Hey, I'm Lila Ree.
And I'm Nick B.
And welcome to Dirty Roses Podcast. Now, as you know, we're wrapping up season four.
Yes.
And I'm so excited because I said excited again. Mm-hmm. God damn, I can't get
But you
up.
Can be excited.
I can be excited.
Because this is
okay?
a reason to be excited.
This is a reason. So as you all know, me and Nick B met in high middle school.
Yes.
Seventh grade, because this is when I went to Beaumont Middle School. We have the yearbooks on the table here. In a way to celebrate our 1 year anniversary of our show, we are ending it with some people that we all met, or I met at least around the same time. You probably knew some of them beforehand.
I knew some before.
Yes. Yeah, so we are doing our Beaumont reunion. Woo! That felt very Oprah-like.
It did.
It did.
But then the crowd is like, yay.
You get a drink. You get a drink.
unless you want water.
Unless you want water. We don't serve water around here.
We got juice and liquor.
Juice and liquor and frozen pineapples.
Oh, frozen pineapples.
That be hitting.
They be hitting.
So we're going to go around and I'm going to let everybody just introduce themselves. So, and just, you know, I went to Beaumont and what you did afterwards.
Okay. My name is Ngum Su. I went to Beaumont with everyone here. After Beaumont, I attended Grant High School, and then I went on to Mississippi State, and I now babysit celebrities.
That sounds like exciting. A dream job.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't mind babysitting celebrities.
Can I select who I want to babysit?
A lot more excited than that.
Can I select Angela Six?
I just give out free resources. All right, Mr. Man.
My name is Jerron Tucker. I went to Beaumont, of course. Then went on to Grant High School, Howard University, HU.
Okay.
Now I currently work at the Multnomah County Courthouse in the Family Law Department as a judicial clerk.
And don't forget, he has been on several game shows.
Have you?
Yes. Family Feud. What? I felt like y'all was on Wheel of Fortune.
My mom, yeah. And I got a little cameo.
Have you won any money?
Yes,
we did.
We won the first episode.
Wow,
then we lost.
I did not know this. Yeah. I didn't. I will go back and YouTube this.
Right?
Yes, it's right. There. There's clips.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There's clips. All right.
I am John Zawashka, and I went to Beaumont and went on to Grant, and I'm that white boy from Lisa.
Hey,
the white boy,
the first kiss.
So for our listeners who've had a chance to listen in, season one, episode one, one of the questions that I posed to Lee was, tell me about your first kiss. And so for anyone who wants to know the man behind the name, here we go.
The man behind the kiss.
Yes. And we got some questions about that.
Oh,
I've
God.
Got some questions about that first kiss. We'll dive into that a little bit later.
Yes.
Because I've already heard Lee's story, but now I need to talk to you.
No, sorry.
Yes. I'm starting to remember.
I'm Tashana Strickland Jordan.
Hey, hyphenated name. Okay, come through.
I went to Beaumont, and then I went to Grant with everybody. Except for you.
She's the outcast. Nick B is the outcast.
She's the winner. Go ahead.
No. Are we?
I was on the game show. Remember?
He said I was the winner.
This is the
elementary school.
Okay.
Majority is right here.
We're going to talk about, first of all, how Portland people still beef over high school,
like
85 years later.
We
did.
There's nothing else to beef about.
Right. Well, no, so Lila Ree was talking about how she ran into someone just out and about in the city, and they are not from here.
Mm-hmm.
And their experience in getting to know the locals is that everyone references high school.
Yeah.
And what was it she asked you?
It was why we were still so close, and like it's kind of weird that we're all still close. And then it was y'all still be beefing, like, cause you know if you go anywhere and you be like, oh, what high school you went to? Oh, I went to Grant. Oh,
right.
I went to Jeff. Demo hoes, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really do be beefing over high school,
right.
And they thought it was really weird because we're really close.
Right. And as a prime example of that, I will give you guys a great visual and audio of what I mean. I'm the only one who chose the best school in this in the town to go to.
Allegedly.
Vincent Polytechnic High! And so because I'm so awesome and great, you know, they did not choose wisely, but I love
really?
Them.
So your school was named after a fountain man.
Here's the hater. Named after what?
A fountain man.
The bubbler man.
The Benson Bubblers.
Wrong. Benson Simon?
He made the Benson Bubblers. You don't even know this?
What are the Bubblers?
How do you go to the school and don't know this?
Oh, okay. Well, then, yes. I just knew that he, I know that he was rich, but first of all, you're welcome because that provided a lot of quenched quenched back in the day. What? No thirsty.
He had water. Y'all don't have water.
What?
They don't.
Benson Bubbler had water.
What about it?
For us to drink.
Yeah. She said she's quenching thirst.
I feel like everybody needs to stay hydrated. You feel me?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You gotta stay hydrated.
It's all good.
I actually didn't know that. I knew that he was wealthy. I knew that he, because you know what it was? Initially, I thought that he was like involved in something, because Grant Generals, right? So I'm thinking he was like a historic figure. And I asked my mom, I was like, who is this Benson? What did he play in our history? And she's like, oh, well, you know, he was a wealthy man who donated and created like this school. And I was like, okay, so he's an aristocrat. That's all I knew. That's like, all I had for it. Like, I didn't know anything about the
Disney
Bubblers. But now I feel very honored. But now I feel honored that I was helping everyone quench their thirst. So you're welcome.
You know, how about this? We feel honored that our school had to teach you about your school's history.
Ooh. You guys are honored to be in my presence.
Moving on.
Moving on.
We're gonna let her think that because she did ride the short bus. So I am.
Though. I wrote the public bus.
She wrote the public bus.
Everybody wrote the public bus in middle school, and folks
that's
don't do
facts.
That anymore.
That is facts.
No, I actually got a ride.
I got rides in high school. I got rides in high school, not middle school. I was.
But listen, so.
What bus was that? The 33?
The 33, and then the 72.
The
72. No, was it the 72?
Went up Fremont.
What was 33?
33, but what was the one that went up and down?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, the one that went up and down 33.
9 and 10 were 15th.
Oh, yeah. The 10 was on 33rd.
So I'm going to say this. I
lived
within walking distance, and me and a group of friends who lived like close proximity would always walk together. But there were some days where we're like, we don't feel like walking up the hill, so we would catch the bus for 2 blocks and then get off. Like, that was legit, like, our plan.
Was anybody else here
involved?
Was anybody else here involved in the 8th grade life marchathon from the school down Fremont?
Wait, what the fuck was that?
Does nobody, what? I swear, I know for sure Tracy was, but I feel like we were headed towards your house, and I just remember everybody yelling out, 8th grade life, as we were like walking down Fremont.
And it was called the what?
It was, I made up the march.
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole group of people.
So
there.
Maybe this was the only people that did not go to Grant did this. Clearly. Because Tracy went to Madison, and you went to Benson, and all
Keela
of us
went
were
to Madison.
We were all worried about our scholastic achievements.
You guys were trying to get into the Royal Blues. Everybody was trying to get in.
I made it.
You did?
Oh,
so first of all, I joke, but that is an absolute honor because I know that it was not easy to get into. Yeah, so congrats.
Yeah, if they came, you know, they're just a bunch of entitled white people.
Are the Royal Blues today still as like prestige?
I have no idea.
No? Okay.
No idea.
What was that lady's name with the big hair? What was her name?
Dory Jarbo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the shit. If you were in the choir, everyone got into all the other.
We're going to start telling stories about Grant in a second.
I know, right? I'll be like, so, but where are we to Beaumont?
So, wait, I do have a question, though. So, what was everybody's favorite teacher at Beaumont?
Mr. Eldegonde.
Eltagande was dope.
I think mine was Miss Thompson.
Oh, wait, no.
Mine was Miss Thompson
Miss Thompson?
Miss Jenkins.
Does anybody follow Jenkins. Her on social media right now?
So Miss Jenkins is a bodybuilder right now.
Is she?
She is. She bodybuilds. Yeah. She's always been strong, like athletic, strong, but she's like strong now. Because remember when she tried out for the LA Sparks and she tried it for the basketball WNBA? Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's always been tall. I remember one day it was take your. She did. We also always wanted.
She was huge.
So
she was that girl.
Yeah. So for those of y'all watching and listening, our teacher Miss Jenkins was one of the PE teachers, and she was like the coolest black lady ever in life. And we used
right.
She was your health teacher. Okay. So we would always go and hang out in the gym during lunch hour. We sometimes would skip class and go hang out in the gym and get a note from her. She let us play music over the intercom system. I remember one time. Listen, so I remember one time it was take your kid to work day, right? And I didn't feel like going to class. So I had Miss Jenkins write me a note to me be her kid for the day. And Miss Knutson was like, you can't do this. And I was like, why not? And she was like, she's not your mom, she's not your parent. And Miss Jenkins was like, I want her to come to work with me today. And I was like, and she wants me to go to work with her today.
Oh my gosh.
And so for the whole day of school, I was in the gym.
I had two favorite teachers though. I loved Miss Jenkins, but mm-hmm. I also loved Miss Thompson. And I feel like we went to her house once. For some reason, I don't know why.
Back in the day, we hung out with teachers. No,
she probably did make some cookies. Yeah. But the other faculty that stood out, and I thought he was cool.
He was cool.
I didn't get the memo.
He was cool. And there was a reason why he was cool.
We did think he was cool.
Right. So we found out later that he had a whole second type of lifestyle.
Okay. Like a 7 foot tall Sasquatch looking man with a mullet. He had a mullet and a big ass diamond earring. Yes,
he had a horn.
But he did. He had all the. So he had this big diamond earring. He had flashy jewelry. He
always. I don't think you're painting.
Oh, sorry, the white guy. Very.
You said a basketball player.
Right. No. He was very much your Miami Vice mullet wearing, probably the sleazy car salesman looking like dude. Who was always, but he was our disciplinarian.
Yeah.
So if you ever got in trouble, you got sent to his office, and you got he's the one that suspended or expelled you.
He actually because I got into another fight and he let me.
The fact that you was fighting.
Yeah, I'm talking about the first fight.
But I'm saying,
that's why
he sent his office the whole day. He was cool.
But we're gonna explain why he was so cool, because we found out years later. Oh no, let's do this. He was also our DARE person, which is DARE to keep kids off of drugs, right? It was a very big thing. It was a very big thing in the 90s was to keep kids off of drugs and crack cocaine, right? Because that was the big thing. So we found out into our adult years that Mr. was actually slanging cocaine and crack and weed out of the school.
And it was probably that busted him.
Oh my goodness. There was lots of ways that happened. But yeah, I remember there was a time where they set up the metal detectors at the schools, and we had to walk through them. The surprise metal detectors. And there was a year that they set the metal detectors, and a kid, I forgot which kid it was, but he ran out the metal detector, right? I'm not quite sure who it was.
He had bad skin.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Are we supposed to say that? But no. But the kid ran out, booked after him, chased him down. We found out later that the kid had like a coffee canister full of weed. Right. Well, I feel like later on, I feel like Mr. was the one that had to catch him, because if he didn't catch him, he was gonna get caught, because it was probably his weed that the kid had. But got busted. Jail for being a whole drug dealer.
But then he got out, he was working at a mattress place.
Oh, I never heard the after story.
Which is money.
It's where he kept his money and drugs.
I just remember running into him randomly one day, and he was like, hey, Nicole.
Oh, shit.
Did he have a
bullhorn? Oh, my God. That is great.
It was really random.
That is so.
Those are the... I was like, now you went from being in the schools to being in the mattress store.
Okay. Hey, there's no felony records restrictions at the mattress store.
It was on Broadway.
He moved his name at the courthouse.
Oh my God. Okay, so we did that, but who was everybody's favorite? So we said Elta Gonde, Miss Jenkins.
I'm going to
Thompson.
Go out.
She was our core teacher in seventh grade.
I don't remember her.
Oh my God.
Wasn't you in our class?
I probably was.
Miss Thompson.
Miss Thompson.
Okay.
So we're gonna go. That I always thought of her as like a grandmother, and now looking back, she probably was only in her 40s. You know, like we have fathers, right?
No offense, John, but y'all be aging quickly.
Damn. I mean, it's true.
Damn it! But you were gonna say, what was your favorite?
I'm gonna say the unpopular.
Okay.
I am going to go with Miss Green.
Miss Green.
Like, she was the most impactful. At the time.
Yeah.
Right, there's that. Yeah. We're supposed to get to that. But I enjoyed you were always going to get a laugh in her class.
Yeah.
Like, so it was like, even if she was hard on you, because she was going to be hard on you,
She was funny. There was some.
Yeah. It was the fact that she rolled up to school in a limo every day.
Not
she
just
drove herself. She had her own swag. She had her own
I cannot.
Swag. She drove herself. She wasn't getting dropped off. No, no.
You know who
she
I like? I liked Mr. Arden. Did anybody else have Mr. Arden?
Oh,
he was a good math teacher. Yeah. Did you? Oh, nice. Is he still alive? I know that sounds mean, but.
Is
he?
Teacher,
yeah,
that's what they
said. I have literature with him.
Yeah, he was dope. I loved him. Okay, what was one of your? Okay, and we're gonna do this one at a time because we'd be getting loud. Okay, so one at a time. He's like, my editing is gonna be shit.
Blow on my speakers.
So what was? If you could pick one moment to be your favorite moment or most memorable moment of middle school, what was it?
Are the memorable great moments from middle school?
There's a lot of them, I feel like.
Only because they were so far back. That's what's making it so hard to...
My memory.
Can I say mine while they're thinking?
Okay. Yo, you. No, go ahead. You're our guest.
No, I was just saying, like, probably, like, going to Bagelland.
Ooh!
In the morning.
Yeah. Going to Bagelland. Bagels.
Sometimes I still, like, when I'm in town, I'll stop by.
I still go. Just to be if like, I'm in the area, I will. Because you got to... So, Bagelland, for those of y'all that don't know, was across the street from our school, made fresh bagels every day. If you were lucky, you caught them dollar or them $5 bags or whatever bags, them day old bagels, and they might have had a cheese bagel because the cheese bagel sold out first. But it was so every morning, most of us would go to Bagelland before going to school. We'd get two bagels most of the time, one for breakfast and one for lunch. And that was it. We would eat bagels and then drink strawberry awareness. Fruitopia. The Fruitopia machine was it.
Everybody eats them two at a time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, you have to. Yeah. And did anybody else do? So I did it where I that little middle piece of cheese that was in the bottom. You had to save it at the end.
You had to save it.
Oh, that was the best. Okay. What was your favorite moment?
So my favorite moment was actually it was, and I know that not everybody was able to go.
Dang.
But I loved the
8th
grade dinner dance.
Oh, Tashanda.
I don't know what it's getting touched. Okay. I didn't even say anybody.
No, but it was the
incident. But so what I remember most is that I feel like my mom had me so inappropriately dressed
again
for the age. Okay, listen, let me explain
Wait,
it to
hold
you.
On. First it was a flannel at high school. Now you're inappropriately
it's my
dressed?
Mother's. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was looking, and this is probably why the flannel outfit came into play.
She's like,
she was
you were a whole whore in
8th
grade.
For the whore outfit that she picked out for me. So first of all, the dress was from Deb. So it's not even like a pricey. Okay. And it was a black mini dress with white on the top.
I remember
and
that
it had
dress.
Like a black and white flower. And I remember my hair was up, but I was the only one in there who looked like I was on my way to a club. And everybody else is in jeans.
To
and...
be fair, Nicole Nickby has always been a curvy, tall girl who looked grown as fuck.
Right.
It just is what it is. Because we talked about this in season one, the eighth grade, the class trip, where you were getting hit on by grown men at Union Station in D.C.
Yes,
so,
oh yeah, they get crazy.
And now, when you think about it, now but to think back about it, you're like, does anybody want to get hit on by people at the train station?
We're like, yes, let's do it.
Why
was that a thing that we were doing? And me with my Shirley Temple curls and my gel down bang was like, yeah. And I was like, why is no one hitting on me? I'm 2 feet tall.
It's not a play. Oh my god.
Oh God. Okay, favorite moments. Okay, anybody else? What's your favorite moments?
I think mine might be the eighth grade dinner too. Like, okay. I remember how much fun it was. It was really fun. I don't think I really went to any dances because I was like, yeah, I don't.
But does anybody remember dancing
in the circles?
But not even just from that one dance alone, but we had other dances, and it always seemed like the dance at the time is everybody was like in this line of a train, guy, girl.
Yes.
And we're all just doing this.
You had one hand out, and you're like, yeah, we're just going to rock this on now.
Every dance. And it was just,
I was not part of this.
It was
the white boy on the wall.
But I do remember dancing in circles. Like, it was like, it would be like a group of girls, and we're all in one circle. It was like girls in Geron. It was girls in Geron, and we're all doing this.
And Jonte.
Right. And Tracy. But it was.
I was like,
Let me tell you. So I was just telling Nick B this the other day that Tracy and I used to go to her house and we would make dance routines up. But Tracy, now Tracy's a really skinny girl, really skinny white girl at this, right? So she could dance her ass off, but she was so skinny. And back then the dance was the tick, right? Remember? And you were ticking. Yeah. But neither Tracy or I had hips. And I was like, how do you tick, girl? She was like, girl, do. She's like, wear big pants and pull your jeans up. So she would grab them by the belt loop and then pull her jeans up to make it look like she was ticking. And I was like, oh my God, you're so smart. And we were walking around just ticking all day long, creating just wedges, doing it.
Just pulling your jeans up your butt.
That's hilarious. So what were your guys' most memorable moments?
It was the kiss. It was the kiss. It was the kiss on the bus, John.
Lisa, John, your best moment.
It was the kiss.
Okay, so I was also gonna say this.
You're having flashbacks.
So we had an elective trip that we took to the West Coast to do like a little
East Coast
to do a little tour. Sorry.
And it was a little tour of like five states. It was a little thing. No big deal.
It was like visit the foundations of the United States.
Just, right. Just that.
D.C.,
just
went right. To Maryland, went to Virginia.
Yes.
We saw the.
We started in Philly.
Indian.
We started in Philly.
The Amish.
Yep. Amish.
Yeah.
We went all the way down to Williamsburg.
Did
you
go to that
trip
too? I did.
Yeah.
Not.
Okay. Oh, God.
But remember the weird ass town names?
Williamsburg.
I remember the blue intercourse.
Balls. Blue balls.
Yes.
Blue balls and intercourse. Tip, I bought.
I remember tip, intercourse.
Blue balls. And they were the Amish town.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I intentionally bought magnets and keychains from those towns because I was like, he said blue balls and intercourse.
We were doing bad stuff on that trip. We're learning about their religion. It's like no engraved images. So I remember someone I was with. I'm not gonna mention their names. Would be like click click. Four Amish kids.
No, it wasn't me, was it?
No.
Oh, because I'm like, but you know how it was with cameras and pictures.
No,
clearly,
like, I thought it was you.
Right, he was like, I ain't saying no names.
But yeah, so on this trip, you two were on the same bus.
Yes.
And now the story that I've heard is that Lee was dared. Is that right?
Yes.
You were dared to. Okay. Did you
she
know that?
Me.
Were you?
No
did you
idea.
Know it was a dare?
No idea.
Oh, okay,
no.
So
I knew it was
the lies because we were okay.
I didn't know it was coming because we were playing that game on the bus.
Yeah, it was
the
a truth or dare game. Yeah, so it was all of us and everybody was like, "Dare you kiss so and so? Kiss so and so?" And so then someone right.
Go
so then someone
Walter.
Was like,
"Wait, was it just one bus?"
No, there was two buses.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on their bus.
We were on the cool bus.
What was the bus driver's name? Black guy, Ray.
You remember this?
Yeah, not
you remember
was
Ray.
Like ex, he was an ex-Marine. He was super cool.
I have no clue. There are parts of this trip that were very foggy. They were very foggy. But I got dared. They were like, I remember it was Keela. It was Keela. She was like, I dare you to kiss John. And so I was like, okay. And so then John was sitting on the other side. We were like, I was in this seat and there was the aisle and he was on the other seat. We literally like poked our heads to the aisle and we're like,
yep.
Oh
and then leaned
gosh.
Back. He was all red face. I was all red face. I was like, and that was.
Was
so was that,
real red
was
face.
That your first kiss too?
Yep.
Was that was your first? Oh, it was both
aww.
Of your guys' first kisses.
Love
aww.
You.
I was also like, but you were on the other bus. My voice hadn't changed.
Oh my
God. I was a little tiny thing.
Oh my
gosh.
Oh, were you at least taller than Lee? Because Lee's short.
I feel like, John, you were short back then.
I wasn't.
Maybe.
I was tallish.
Yeah,
not
tallish.
Like six,
was he?
Being,
oh, okay. I don't know why I remember him being short. Okay.
I was never taller than Quanisha until she stopped growing.
Nobody was taller than Quanisha.
I was.
Nobody. Well, yeah,
she was like, I was always taller than
everybody. I've actually been this height since fifth grade, so.
Crazy.
There's that.
That's wild.
I stopped growing in like the seventh grade.
Oh, my goodness. He's probably at work. You know, beating
hey,
up
shout
the
out Quanisha.
Hey,
shout out to
Tony.
Everybody.
Quanisha and I actually went to college together, too, so
oh,
that would have been great for her to be on
yeah.
here. So, shout out.
Yeah,
shout out to
everybody. We couldn't get everybody on the show. I wish we could have. We'll do this again, but it was a lot of people, and we have a lot of good
the
memories.
The
B
Squad.
The B Squad. No, okay. You know what? Remember, I remember really vividly was when Selena died. And
oh,
we
yes.
had, so me and Jerron had
Spanish
class
yep.
and we had Mr. Woodruff.
I did. Does everybody remember their Spanish name though?
I was Luna. Lee,
I know you don't because you remember nothing.
She was in French.
Okay.
I was
Geronimo.
Geronimo. Yeah. Miss Amina were in the same class. I was Luna.
I was Mariana.
Mariana. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
I got to be Wanze.
Wanze.
John Z. Wanze. I was like, yep, I'll take that.
Tish, did you take
Spanish? Did you take Spanish until I got to high school?
You didn't take any languages?
How did you get out of it in middle school?
Because I feel like we all had to take class.
Yeah,
but didn't you have to do either French or...
No, it was either French or Spanish. You had to.
No, in high school you had to take.
No.
In middle school you did.
This is why you kept getting kicked out of stuff, because you didn't follow directions.
She had a class.
They were like, why aren't you in
Ebonics? I took Ebonics.
I got this in class.
When they let me in class for me, there's nobody.
Yeah, because the thing was, if you, it was optional in middle school, but if you took it in middle school, then you could start second year in high school.
And that's what it was. Okay, got you. I just know that we had piñatas one party. I made quesadillas.
I just want to point out that it was an elective of a class to take, and she elected not to take any of them. She just didn't go. What?
I didn't have to.
She said, I have a free period. Well, because you didn't go to class.
Finish. Okay.
Finish, yeah.
Right. This is really making me wonder, like, why Ms. probably on your head. Like,
me and Ms. Young hanging out
in
the hallway.
He was trying to recruit you for his business. You don't want to take the Spanish.
Oh, God. Shanna said, I ain't got no Spanish name.
I'm surprised Ms. wasn't like, I'm going to send y'all to Columbia for your 8th grade class trip.
Oh, my God. She had time to get in trouble. She had the time to get in trouble.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. I got real off here. I'm sorry. I'm just like, yo, she elected not to go.
What are some inside jokes?
Remember all the music videos we used to watch?
In Spanish class? Oh my God. He made us watch every Selena video. There was like Enrique Iglesias. We watched all the videos. Like, and then we watched.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo was always the best day.
It was. It was. I think that's the day we had quesadillas. Yeah.
Man. She didn't even get no tacos.
She didn't. You could have had the quesadillas.
My mama made tacos.
And I remember we used to do, when we used to have in the textbook, we would have like the little skits in there. And you would take people to read the
different
parts.
Remember, hold on,
it was
listos?
Yes.
Sí, listos.
God,
wait, Tashana looked real left out. Like,
what's
a listos?
Why are you? Hold on. Why are you here? You have no memories with us. Damn it! Oh my God. Okay, so what are some inside jokes that y'all had with friends in middle school?
Made one tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. So me and Gum were like best friends, like inseparable. So we had a notebook. So we had this notebook that we put together that we wrote notes in. Like, we wrote each other letters back and forth, and we would like give the notebook back and forth and back
in class.
And we would literally be like, hey, I sent you a note, and that was the whole thing. And so I remember I found that notebook like later on in life, and reading it. I was like, first of all, we ain't shit. Burn. We ain't been shit for years. We talk so much shit about people.
That's hilarious.
It was a burn book before burn book.
I should have brought it.
That's hilarious. That's what I'm like, you still have it? Like,
Lee forgets nothing. She forgets nothing.
If you want to call somebody a bone collector, I'm really like the whole bone collector. I have a box full of the notes that we used to fold up like little footballs.
Yes.
The mailers with the little pull tab. Like, I have all of those. Yeah.
Anybody
bad.
Else have inside jokes that they remember or something that just stood out to them?
I thought I remember. There probably was.
So I remember, like, it was a real popular thing to leave some sort of a catchphrase when you were signing yearbooks. Was there something you consistently said in someone's yearbook when it was the end of the year?
Like, that was your signature.
Your sign off.
I mean, I would spell it gum. I would do like the two dots.
It was a smiley face.
Underneath, like the U
uh-huh.
was always a thing.
Oh, yeah. You did that.
And she was always like, I'm bubble gum.
I remember, like, I thought I was so fancy because I came up with this phrase that was like, yeah, stay fresh and crunchy, never mold.
Never mold.
Stay. And then just my name. Stay fresh and crunchy, never mold.
Oh,
and to
God.
Me, I was like, Bars. I mean, genius. Oh, that's what it was for me. Okay. I was like, ain't nobody gonna top that.
You know what's crazy? You know what I do remember though?
What?
Nicole. Nicole used to say like the stupidest shit.
She still does.
I still do. I still
did
do.
Did she also write stupid shit in books?
Yes.
But do you remember when she used to say shit like,
yes.
And crunchy? Like,
it was food for thought.
It was always food for thought. And she was like, "What do you like? If you shave,
if you
a,
shave
peach,
a peach, is it not a nectarine? Am I wrong though? Oh. If you shave a peach, is that not a nectarine? It's
if
the
you're
same
at the bus
fruit.
Stop and the bus
don't stop. Is it still a bus stop?
Bus stop?
No.
What?
Makes you think. Makes you think.
Yeah. Were you smoking back then?
No.
No.
Those are really good questions, and I was really curious about it. And then I was like, if we're looking at the same thing, and I see red and you see blue, is it not purple? I mean. Like
you
if we're
the song that y'all made?
I do. I was singing it for her earlier. I'm not gonna do it now.
Okay. I'm
going to. Are you talking about the Thank You My Friend one?
No, I'm talking
which
about
one?
You make my heart.
I do remember that one. And it had a rap too. And it, but wait, it has a rap too. It was like, you make my heart beat every time. Wait. Okay, here it goes. It's like, you make my heart beat every time I cross the street. You got me thinking, I want your body with those big brown eyes. Damn, you're fine. Got me thinking, I want to spend some time with you. Baby boo.
Why is this a thing?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So you've been writing raps your whole life.
Whole life.
That's why she said
bars.
Oh my God.
Always been a little creative.
Okay, so looking back at yourself as a middle schooler, what was your dream job or your plans for yourself in the future, like that you thought you were gonna do?
Oh, I for sure thought I was gonna be a professional athlete. I was going to be the NBA, not WNBA.
Oh, you were the basketball person.
I was playing sports.
I always thought soccer was more your thing than football or basketball.
But middle school, I was heavy into basketball.
She wore jerseys like, every day.
Hold on, you were on jersey
with the fucking overalls and the goddamn bang that hung over her face like this.
That was it.
So you thought you were gonna be the NBA?
I thought I was gonna be in the NBA. I swore up and down I was gonna be in the NBA. And academically, I was like, I'm gonna be a pediatrician.
Oh yeah, we had a
business.
Her and I had a whole plan. So I was gonna be a business major, which I still did.
Uh-huh.
She was gonna be a doctor. Our other friend Mahogany was gonna be an engineer architect.
Yep,
so Mahogany was going to design the hospital. Okay. She was gonna be the lead doctor, and I was gonna be the one that managed the business
administration.
Yeah, and we all
went different ways of life,
completely differently. Yeah,
I mean, I did get.
She got the degree. I got the degree that I expected to get. Yeah. But
I'm
then
in business now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird.
What was your goal?
Mine was to be an attorney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you? Supreme Court judge? Like, what are you doing in the courthouse?
No, and it's funny because I actually went to law school for a year.
Yes. Did you?
Didn't work.
He was like, fuck this, I'm going to Wheel of Fortune.
See, I'm getting my money.
Run me my bag.
Spend again.
It's like, I had quite a few jobs since I left the law school, but then I still ended up at a courthouse in family law.
Makes sense. Okay.
It's weird, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So your dream was,
it's somewhere in that.
It's adjacent.
Dream adjacent. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm here.
I like that.
What about you?
I always wanted to be like a radio announcer for Blazer games.
I can see it. Yes.
With my Blazer gear, I had the Portland Trail Blazer sweatpants.
You
got it now.
Yeah. You totally still could.
What do you do now?
I've been a butcher for 20 years.
Oh, not you. Oh. Cutting stuff up.
But I'm in charge of butchers now. I don't have to do
the manual labor.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I always wanted to be on the radio or calling games or on NPR.
I totally could.
You have the voice for it.
You do.
I was gonna say, I always wanted to do it, and then when I went to college, I did what my parents wanted me to do and didn't go for broadcasting or something else.
Well, you can always tap into
something.
Right?
Listen, let me plug you. I got the plug with the Blazer.
I got
you
the baritone.
You do.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't know if they live on the radio.
Yeah.
They need someone to do. I love that. Let's talk afterwards. Right. I'm going to plug you. What about you, Tish?
I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh. I did. Yep, that was my
thing. So you wanted to be a stripper?
Fuck off. Why would you?
That's not what I heard. Not a stripper.
OnlyFans model.
Oh
my God. You wanted to be a nurse?
I wanted to be a nurse. I had my life planned. I didn't want to be married. I didn't want to have kids. Oh. I was going to be a nurse. I told my mom, I did not want to have kids. I was going to have a couple dogs. I was going to be a nurse.
Really?
None of that happened. I don't even have a college.
You got any dogs?
James won't let me get one.
She got kids. She got a husband. Right.
He won't let you have a dog.
He won't let me have
a dog.
Like, I'm gonna drop. Like, I said, well, black people, you know, like cats.
First of all, don't come for the black people that like cats.
Yeah. But you have white people.
Damn, why the two mixed people up here got cats? She's like, my point exactly. Right. Nick B, what was your goals?
So, you know, I wasn't really clear what I wanted to do. I just know that I wanted to do something in arts. Mm-hmm. And so I did go to college for graphic design. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it didn't really pan out. I know that I remember working for a footwear company out here, and like, it was just really tough to try to navigate getting into that field. Mm. So I was like, well, this isn't working. Let me just go get an MBA and try to make myself a little bit more marketable. And now I work in finance, of all things, and my ass can't add. Okay.
We have learned this all this weekend.
Right. So it's really odd. I never saw myself working in the capacity of numbers, but that's what I'm doing right now. Mm. What about you?
My goal was to run her hospital.
But how did, like, what differed? And
I got to college and was doing the business degree, but then I learned that I loved music and radio and marketing and that kind of a thing.
Yeah,
so
you did the radio in college?
I did do radio in college, and I did radio when I came back here a little bit. We're doing podcasts now, you know. But I took the marketing degree and put it towards more community stuff. So I do a lot of community things with the nonprofit that I work for during my day job, you know what I'm saying? I do really screens. Giving out resources. So I said this. One thing for me was funny that I was dating a guy in middle school, so we had a boyfriend, was talking, right?
Oh my gosh.
And another boy asked me out, and I told my boyfriend that this boy had asked me out, and they wanted to fight on the playground for me.
What?
It was a whole thing.
You had a guy fight over you on the playground?
They were going to, two of them, two guys. it was like a scene of a movie. So
I'm talking about like 13-year-olds.
Yeah, we are. It was a whole thing. I felt
stranded out there.
Y'all
never saw any of this stuff.
Why are y'all fighting so much? I was digging imaginary holes.
You were on the playground with me.
I was on the playground with her, digging imaginary holes and singing songs.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that happened.
So wait, I gotta see. So y'all remember Pierre? He was older than us by a year.
No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
He's
the yearbook. And then Jason. They both were. Was our grade.
I don't remember him.
Little chunky boy. Had a crush on me. Anyways, he asked me out, and I said. Apparently, I said no with a really long delay because Andrew.
A long no is a yes.
Made fun of me for saying this because they were like, he asked you out, and you were like, no. And I feel so bad because they laughed about it Andrew, shout out to Andrew, will still like on Facebook comment and
California.
Be like, no. But yeah, so they, like my boyfriend found out and he got mad and they went to the playground and it was like, Pierre was walking from this on the big open grass field, right? Pierre's walking this way. Had a whole bunch of people behind him because everybody knew about it. Jason was walking this way. It was each of them walking.
Why does it sound like the beginning of a Michael Jackson video?
It felt like it. It was like sure to beat it. Yeah. And I'm over there like, don't fight. Please. Don't do it. And everybody, I remember because, okay, so y'all, going to Beaumont was like my black experience, right? So I had all the black girls. I was finally getting black friends, right? And they was like, girl, they about to fight over you. And I'm like, please, don't do it.
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. But that was, like, one of my funniest moments. At the time, it wasn't funny. It was great. So
I got the first kiss.
That's so funny because yeah, the older guy wanted me to meet him behind Papa Aldo's.
Papa Aldo's.
It was Papa Aldo's, and he was like, "Meet me behind Papa Aldo's," and I was like, "Okay." And then I walked home really fast.
The back in the day, back when we were middle school, you could get Papa Aldo's, aka Papa Murphy. Yeah, it switched. You could get a family size pizza for $10 back then. Does anybody remember that?
Yeah, those pizzas used to be cheap.
I didn't start going there until like
a couple days ago.
And I only, but I only remember that because of high school with the dances. My mom would buy 10 of them, spend $100, and it'd be and the big old pizzas, and she'd feed everybody. And they were only $10 today. They're like in 30 almost bucks for them. And you gotta cut it yourself and cook it yourself.
Okay, so what was it like? Did anybody like have secret crushes in middle school, and who were they? Ooh, I know who yours was.
I remember someone had a secret crush on me and tried to act like they weren't talking about me in front of me. So
like they had a nickname for you.
They did, and it was this is the part. The nickname was the most obvious nickname.
Nicole.
They'd be like, yo. They'd be like, so have you talked to NBA today? So full name Nicole, last name Bain. That's where Nick B comes from, and they just thought that adding the A, like I wasn't gonna figure it out. I'm like, I hear you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wait, who is this?
Wild. Go and say it.
It's not a bad thing.
I believe it was Malcolm.
Shout
and the conversation
Malcolm.
With him was with Harvey. We were sitting in Ms. Thompson's class.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were at the same like quad desk setup situation. Oh, and they're like, "Do you talk to NBA today?" I'm gonna say something later. And I'm just sitting here like, y'all ain't slick, no.
Did you love it that they were talking about it?
I thought it was cool because like nobody ever like had, he never said anything to me, so it's not like he ever like really came up to me, but I knew they were talking about me because they were always weird and acting like little teenage boys. But yeah, so I was flattered.
Who was y'all secret crushes?
Whoever Miss Jenkins
would bring. I was like, probably was Miss Jenkins.
Oh, you stupid.
Whoever she brought to school that, whoever brought her lunch that day, I'd be in that
She
line.
Did yeah. have some fine ass boyfriends.
And you would never even imagine that these super like fine men lived in Portland.
But isn't it also wild that back then, obviously, nobody needed any clearances to come onto our school campus?
I was in Miss Akivane's class, and I remember Xavier was supposed to be here today, but Xavier was in my class, and he ran out because he was like, it's time, and he ran out of Miss Akivane's class, went to the teacher's lounge because all the teachers were in the lounge watching it. He ran back in. He ain't guilty. And we all cheering and stuff. And some of our teachers were like, mm-hmm. But we were like, yeah. It was like a whole celebration. Oh, God. Yeah, they were like, you're getting an F.
But then the school got shut down because someone saw a rifle, someone carrying a rifle. Yeah.
I remember that.
Everybody get against the wall.
I do not remember this.
I was in Miss LeGrand's class doing home ec, and we were right by the window.
Oh. I always wanted home ec. I never got it.
You never did home ec? I remember. That's how I learned how to make spaghetti. That's how I made spaghetti. I still throw my spaghetti against the wall.
I would make like cookies and stuff.
He had a package of cream cheese that you put on the bagel and he threw it and hit Miss
LeGrand
in the head.
Oh my God.
It was Tony.
Okay, but I don't remember the verdict and everything. I don't remember stuff around OJ, but I do remember Tupac.
It was my birthday, actually, that he got on my birthday, and we were going to
Oaks Park skating for my birthday that year, and I just remember everybody crying, skating in circles to Tupac songs.
And then I remember they played a Biggie song after, and I got mad.
Everybody was so.
That I remember.
Right. Listen, I was in Mr. El Tagande, I think it was our math class, and Harvey was in my math class. And remember, Harvey was like the biggest too. He had his nose pierced. He was like, he wanted to be Tupac so bad. He was crying. I had never seen a boy cry. So, and he was tall, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, Harvey, oh. And then I remember we got to high school, and that's when that's when Biggie got shot. And I remember Harvey be like, that's what he get.
That's what he get. He took it personal, though. Like, yo, you don't know them.
It was. But we talked about that, how Portland was not considered West Coast. Like, we don't get the right to be Tupac fans.
Even today, people still want to ask me where it's located. Yep, they'll still ask today. Like,
yes.
They think we're in the middle, like near Colorado or somewhere. They're
I get snow all the time.
They think California goes right up into Washington.
Straight up to Canada. Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I like, there's so much to go through.
My crush was always Michaela.
Oh,
I think
shout
that was
out
every guy's crush. I think almost every guy. Every guy had a crush on Kayla.
Oh, my goodness.
Melvin was trying to get with her, and he kept, like, sending her notes. Playing with her on the playground and stuff. And, you know, everybody was around, like,
oh, no, you know.
Got mad at like you.
Oh, my God.
Me and Joe and Matt used to sit around and talk about girls.
Oh, Joe.
It's saving outside by our mural. Stanley.
Yeah, but we call him Joseph.
Not his name is Stanley, but we call him Joseph. That's not short for Stanley.
Yeah, that brain for a minute.
Dang. My crush was actually.
Beaumont. Oh, yeah. Just because Oka dunk a basketball when he was like
12. I remember.
And Beaumont.
Yeah. Listen,
everybody loved Matt.
He had a pair of MC Hammer pants. We died when he wore those to school one day.
I totally forgot to invite him. So we had talked about him joining the reunion show. And he was just like, I'm a little shy. I don't want to do it. And I was like, that's cool. Maybe you can watch. And I forgot to have him. He could have been here watching.
So let me tell you this, though. I got my very first perm. So I always had mixed girl hair that I didn't know what to do with this. So I remember there's a few stories around this. So but I'm going to go with the perm one first. So I got my very first perm. And you know, anybody who had their first perm, you walked around with a goddamn comb all day long brushing your hair because it felt so silky and smooth. Tashana looking like, I don't remember that. But yeah, you was walking around like this.
I had a perm
and I walked around the playground with my comb. I was doing this all day long. And I remember Ricky and RIP, he walked up to me and was like, you gonna give me a hug or something? And I was something. Like, what? He was like, your hair look good. I was like, oh, I get a perm and people like me. But I remember this. I remember walking up to Matt in the playground with my perm and my comb in my hand, like, hey, Matt, you know this ain't that?
This ain't what?
I heard I'm lovable, Matt. Hey, Matt, you out there?
And Matt knew I had a crush on him because he'd be like, ha, ha, ha. With his Adam's apple. He had the biggest Adam's apple.
Y'all gonna leave Matt's Adam apple alone.
But I'm gonna tell you the other story about hair. So our other good friend.
That was high school.
I remember I have pictures of that. It's actually in the book. Matika's in the book. But my other hair story was, remember Keela? So Keela thought, I didn't know this until late after the fact, but she thought I had a weave. So she told me to put pink curlers in my hair and put my ponytail in the microwave. And I was trying to figure out
how to do that, how to make that happen. But no, that's like the first time I really straightened my hair. And this is high school, not middle school, but the first time I tried to straighten my hair for real, I had PE that day. So because my hair is pretty like fine, it naturally started to curl up when I was sweating. But my next class was welding. And so in my head, what I determined is that to make my hair straight, all I needed was a flat iron, which is heat. So what I did in my welding class was I took the piece of my hair that had curled up a little bit and I pulled I pulled it real tight and made it as straight as I could. And then I put my head next to the welding machine so it would like flash it straight. Only instead it just flittered away. And I smelled like burnt hair the rest of the day, and there wasn't no Bath and Body Works that could help me out. No spritz, nothing. Because it made sense. It makes sense. Heat straightens it, and there's clearly heat coming from this welding machine, and if I hold my hair just nice and tight and straight, then it will just freeze it straight, is what I thought was gonna happen.
Do you remember when you put the clear deodorant on your legs?
Because it was like lotion, because it was moisture. It was 97% moisturizing. And so I was actually going to a concert with this one right here. We were going to go to see Boys to Men, and I was wearing a little dress, and my legs were a bit ashy.
She was like, "Ow,
man." Okay, so listen. But listen, for my legs to be ashy as light as I am, and for me to recognize the ash, I needed to take immediate action. And what I had on me was 97% moisturized Dove lotion bar, and so that's what I did.
And y'all wonder why she is still single.
Like, getting your friend.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Just stop it there.
Just craziness.
Oh my God. I keep y'all happy and laughing. There you
go. It was like a hair story like
we
that.
We don't know right. What
did you? What did you do?
If y'all remember me in sixth grade, I had long hair, and I was a prepubescent little 11-year-old.
Oh my God.
But I had long hair, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And so I was at a restaurant one day, and I was walking towards the boys' room, and this old man put his hand on my shoulder and was like, "Girls' room's that way." So girls' room's that way. I cut my shit off the next day.
Oh, God. Now he hair shamed you.
Why? I used to call the boy all the time. We had a substitute, and I think it was Ms. Green's class. She had a substitute, and I didn't know the teacher. I thought maybe the teacher knew my mom or something like that, and maybe I did know the teacher. And somebody was talking, and so I was giggling at whatever they were saying because I'm the big giggler. And the teacher was like, "Young man!" And I'm still giggling because I didn't know who they were talking to.
They can't be talking to me.
It wasn't me.
They ain't talking to me.
It wasn't me. I had the same moves I have now. Like, it wasn't me.
Oh my God.
Young man!
I remember you doing the bounce all the time.
He had to go all the way down, and he'd come back, and then he would come back up.
I went to college doing that.
There was never any music playing, but he was bouncing all the dang time.
Everywhere. Everywhere, all day, every day. Oh, my God.
Build the hallway. Change your classes.
Unsolicited bouncing for no reason.
then he had the arm swings right. In at one point. Yeah, he was just going up and down.
And then don't let Mo Money Mo Problems was out that year too. Oh, and so then it was like a little Harlem Shake with it too.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what, Jerron? You know what you used to do all the time is you would go and you would put your shirt over the heater.
When
and he would let it blow up, and he would just sit there and look at you.
Why is he making so mad eye contact? Why are you making mad eye contact like that?
Oh, because he was always shivering. Oh my God. That was hilarious. I remember, me and Gum used to hang out all the time, like every day, whatever. And so one summer, we decided that it was like after the 4th of July, to the school. So she lived by Irvington, and we would go down there, and we decided for whatever reason it was a good idea to shove firecrackers inside the little balance beam, the wooden balance beam, and light fire.
What? Wait, so wait, when you say wooden balance beam, you talking about the teeter totters?
No, it was like the balance beam. Like, the wooden thing that you would walk across, you know, whatever. It was a balance beam. And so there was like little holes in the edge of it. So we shove a bunch of fireworks in it and we lit it on fire. And then it starts to smoke. And we're like, oh shit.
No, that wasn't what, that wasn't the worst.
So then we go back to her house and she, because her mom used to always go to McDonald's and keep the big cups.
Oh, Blazer Games.
The Blazer Games. Everything. So they had the big plastic cups. So everything. We went to her house and we filled up a bunch of cups with water. We're walking back down the hill and fire trucks are pulling up and we're standing there with our cups of water.
That's not what caught on fire. We left the balance beams on fire. They were smoking. But then we went over by, so y'all remember those garbage cans with the tin top?
Oh shit, forgot about that.
Yeah. And we had those little bees, the little bee things, and you light them and they go zzz, and they fly up and then they die, right? So that's what it was. And we had those things. We had set it up on top of the garbage can and we lit it and they go zzz, and they
so fall. Y'all the little thugs that are causing the
wait, so we're standing on top of the hill. We both have two big ass plastic cups of water hand. There's fire trucks everywhere. And we're like, we can't keep walking down there because they're going to know it's us. We have
two cups. Drinking the water.
So we're trying to be cool. So we're like, just drink the water. we start drinking it like we meant to do that. And we're like, we're going to go away. And we went back.
Oh. And my mom's like, oh, what's going on down here?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Oh my God! I literally
have to get him to take care of
that.
That
is hilarious.
Oh God!
That's hilarious.
So mad.
Oh man! I had no idea.
What were y'all's thoughts about high school leaving Beaumont?
I don't know. I guess it was because it was going off. Yeah, the next step, like something bigger and
So because you guys all went to the same middle school, did it feel like a hard transition or high school? Sorry. Yeah. Did it feel like a hard transition? Because you guys were kind of like all going together. You kind of already knew each other.
You know, honestly, I feel like we didn't drift apart, but we all started making new friends because it was like everybody was more coming friends. And there was more people to choose from. So we started making new friends and our friend circle got bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. I don't know.
I got heavier into sports. So it was just like more things and I knew what my goal after high school was, so I was like, okay, gotta stick with this, gotta do this, gotta do that, and I was in whatever classes I was gonna be in, but...
And then the circles, too, they evolved over time, because, like, freshman year, I was hanging out with, like, Malcolm and Ricky, and then sophomore year, I joined the gents, and then I was hanging out with Jermaine and Rashad, it's kind of like,
yeah.
There's more black people. Yeah. That's how I felt. I was like, oh, okay.
See, I was in my mega because when I got to Beaumont, I was like, black people, yay. We got to Grand, I was like, Grand, yay. It was, I think that's when I got heavily into black stuff. Like, I was doing like the president of the black student union. Unity club. Because we didn't have
Unity club, that's what
they
call
because
it.
They wouldn't let us have a black student union at the time. We had to have the Unity club.
Did anybody else have to take math in the portable out back at Beaumont?
No. I don't think I had any classes.
Damn, you were really the outcast.
That's why I'm like,
oh, it's not like slow math.
Okay, so she just tell us.
So
let me just show
it was. So listen, it was.
She been telling herself all.
It was me, Sharifa.
Yeah.
So tell them about that. Tell them about that. We love Sharifa.
Wait, it gets better. It gets better. It gets better. Yika. Mario.
Immediately.
So, we didn't know we were in the slow class.
Oh God.
We didn't know we were in the slow class. Oh God! It was out back behind the chorus building.
Wait.
That's where the shot. I just got behind. Right. I remember the shot. They were hiding those students.
Maury's smart. She was in there too. And so, I was just what I could.
Oh, God.
Didn't know if anybody else.
Right? The teacher's A. Right. Wait.
Oh, my God.
Did anybody else have a period where they worked in the office? Because yep. I worked in the office yep. first period, and I got to check everybody in for being late. Yes. I felt so cool writing them notes. Oh, man. And then when everybody would get in trouble, they would come.
Why did you have a period where you worked in the office?
You didn't.
It was office aid.
Yeah. We were office aid.
I never had that.
Yeah.
Oh, now you know about electives. Oh, now you're versed in electives.
She said I was getting real life work experience.
Okay. I think was so. Then was drama an elective? Because I remember. Yeah. Okay, then maybe that's why I didn't do that. Because
what was that lady's name?
Miss Lindholm.
I remember you. I did the queen in that play.
Yes. So good. And Durante was my husband. He was my husband, Durante.
Oh.
Got you.
Yeah. No, I was.
Wait. So y'all did drama instead of gym?
No, I was a stagehand when she was in the play. Yeah. I remember, yeah. Like, okay. She was
like,
really good.
So
I was like,
oh. I was the queen and princess in the mattress.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was like a princess in the pea was the story. Yeah.
Okay.
But the musical is called Princess in the Mattress or yeah. something
gotcha.
Like that. Or Once Upon a Mattress. Once Upon a Mattress.
Is she the princess?
Who?
Mariam?
I don't think Mariam was in any of the plays.
She was in a play that I sang, and I was just, I had to do that.
It was the Macarena.
No, seriously, it was Christmas from Around the World.
Okay.
So it was, we were singing, we had a Kwanzaa song, so we had all these white people going, Coochie Chugga.
That is so Portland.
Really good. Really
good. Oh, man. That is hilarious.
Martin was the star of that one.
Okay, I don't know that was an actual Beaumont production or if that was like a class play.
Yeah, like a class probably.
Yeah.
It was the winter like concert.
Oh, because they did do like a winter.
I was in the spring. Yeah, we did the spring one. Okay. I remember I was in the choir.
Emily.
Yeah.
In the play.
And the first was in Once Upon a Mattress too.
So they got my parents bought the video, the VHS. I'm sure it's somewhere, but I remember Emily being looking like at Mariam going, oh, Mariam, you're too much. And I remember Mariam's like, in the middle of this performance. That is hilarious.
I cannot. I remember dance class. When me and Gum were in dance class and we took dance instead of PE, and so Jonte and Durante were in our class, and it was like the time of our freaking lives.
So much fun. And Was it Rose?
Miss Ruby.
Ruby
was our African dance teacher, who was also an African dance teacher.
Was the drummer?
The drummer, yep. And then we had a tap dance, because it was African dance and tap. And the tap dance teacher looked like Debbie Allen, but she had like really thin hair that she used to dye. She had this comb that she would comb the dye through her hair, and it would stick to her.
Ew.
And it was like this red dye on her scalp, and then it would come down her sideburns and her face.
No.
And she'd be like, tap dance!
Tap for your life!
She just needed a little cane.
Oh my God. And I remember, so if y'all don't know, Jonte is a professional dancer on tour with Beyonce.
Couldn't be here tonight.
Oh my God. Couldn't be here. You know, but
he said next time.
He said
for
he
sure.
was going to be here. Right. We're making things up again. Here we go.
You know, he no longer responds to my DMs.
And then Durante is a choreographer too.
Yeah.
He's doing choreography. He was
here in
Blazers.
The city.
Blazers choreographer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but they were like the best dancers,
ever.
Hands down, in Portland.
Jeff, right?
And they went to Jeff. They were part of the Jefferson Dancers and all that stuff. But I just remember feeling so cool because we were dancing with them. And I was like, yeah. And I remember one time, Jonte was like, you've got pointed feet. You've got an arch. You're a dancer. And I was like, I am a dancer, Jonte. Yes.
I will take that.
Just my hug money.
I used to love Jonte. Oh, my God.
Kind of ads.
Oh, that's right.
It was. They were. I remember that.
Yeah. I remember. I think it was like a flag or something. And they were all dancing.
And I remember that Arnie Schnitzer commercial.
Yeah,
when
he was
that
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his signature.
Yeah. That's
signature. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. If there was one thing that you could say just taken away from your middle school experience, what would it be?
Just all the friendships, I would say. Like, you know, again, I don't know who was talking about it earlier. People, you know, coming to Portland and talking about or asking you about like your high school and you're this and you're that. Like, middle school, I thought, was very similar. Like,
we all kind of fed into mostly the same high school. We won't go there again, but we still all stayed friends, and we still all like have this. We can literally sit around and kiki and all that still. So,
what about you, Jerron?
Yeah, I think probably piggyback on that is kind of like the friendship that we took from it, because I mean we still have them, which is kind of crazy. Because I mean, how long ago? Because I keep forgetting how old I am, so it's kind of like
we're talking about 25 years.
I mean, we graduated in '97, y'all. '97.
And I don't even do like social media and stuff, and I'm still
and then we're still here.
Yeah,
still
in touch with these people that from that we were kids, like.
Right. These people.
What do you mean, these people?
God. It's cool. I love it. John, what about you?
I would say friendships, but I think if I could go and, like, talk to me, I'd be like, it's going to be good, man. Like, there's a lot of that angst going into high school and, like, where, you know, 14-year-olds trying to figure out who and what you are, like, you have no fucking clue.
Right.
You know, just being able to be like, it's gonna work out. Love it's going to be good. You're good.
Keep my hands to myself.
We gotta do a redo of the 8th grade dinner dance just so she can go. And we gotta wear the same. We gotta wear the same outfits. Take that same picture.
The same haircut.
Oh my god. Nick B, what about you?
Favorite takeaway from middle school? I would say what you guys are saying, just the friendships that have lasted for so long and the memories. Like, I mean, things are just so different today for, I think, middle and high school kids. And I feel that we were definitely at the advantage for having less technology and more actual bonds. So that was
no COVID
and clearly no security in the schools.
Until that one day.
Until that one day.
One day a year.
What was your best part of middle school?
I want to say keep taking pictures. I was like the historian. I feel like I'm like the one that I walked around the camera all day long, and that went. She's like, damn. But no, I mean, I think everyone talks about living in the moment, but I also feel like it's really important to capture those moments. You know what I'm saying? And if you can have a good balance of doing it, do it. Because, I mean, like before we got on camera, looking at pictures was like so nostalgic. Yes. And so I just love those moments and being able to relive them. So where can people find y'all if you want to be found?
If you want to be found.
I mean, I guess my socials are public, so I must. Need to be found. All my socials are my first and last name, Ngumsu, Ngumsuh.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, I don't do social media. So I'm like,
be like, if you see me at the courthouse, it's probably some stuff that went down.
You don't know me when you see me.
I'll be on the second floor at the window. If you get a divorce, restraining order.
Not a restraining order.
Oh, y'all, the drama. Child custody.
Damn it. What about you, John?
Y'all can hit me up on AOL
Instant Messenger. AOL?
Shut up.
What? But all of you have dial-up.
Jay-Z is my screen name.
Only if you have dial-up, though.
But my real is at John Zawaschka, JohnZawaschka.
Okay.
That's why I'm Jay-Z or John Zawaschka. It always happens.
I love that. Jay-Z before there was Jay-Z.
Right.
And where can we find you?
Facebook, Tashana Strickland Jordan, or Insta is pretty_strick503. Or business-wise,
plug-in.
Or my business page is Sent to Be Candles, the number 2, not the word 2. And you can find that on TikTok,
the best candles out there.
Yeah, and I think you guys will have seen, we featured you as one of our businesses last season. So if you need a name to match your product, here she is, and this is how you can find her.
Now, Nick B, where can they find you?
So I can be found on all platforms of Dirty Roses Podcast, may that be our website or our TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. And if you want to reach me specifically, I can be found on Instagram at @NickB_NickB. That's Nick with a K. And Miss Leela Ree, where can we find you?
You can find me everywhere. I'm Leela Ree on all social media platforms, LeighLarie. And DirtyRosesPodcast.com. And this wraps up our season 4. Yay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Guess what, Rose Buddies? We are thrilled to introduce our new sponsorship packages. Be sure to hit us up at DirtyRosesPodcast.com to inquire how we can showcase your brand on our platforms.